Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues on the air from number 10 to number 1. Michael Harrison joins us now. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, which most of you are going to on a daily basis to find out what the hot hits are. They are reviewed, as we do here every week, the top 10 talk radio topics. So there are not necessarily all 10 every day, but on the weekend we do this. And so, Michael, your job to take from the page and make it live, these numbers.
So my job now is to print it page and translate it into the verbal page.
Yes.
Well, here we go. My tongue's a wagon. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have Penn State and Sandusky Review. At number 8, the Bulgaria bus bombing. At number 7, the summer heat wave tied with a drought that threatens the U.S. crops. At number 6, Syria sanctions veto tied with the Syria officials assassinated. At number 5, the Sean Hannity, George Zimmerman interview. At number 4, Obama unveils the Master Teacher Corps program. At number 4, Bernanke economy testimony. At number 2, the jobless claims are up. And number 1 is the 2012 presidential race, and a story that brewed late on Thursday and early Friday, not on the top 10 because it's just a late-breaking story, but it will be huge and probably should be in the top 10. But the research is done at the time that we went to press with it. Is that terrible, tragic shooting at the Batman screening. So there we have another one of those.
Yep.
In the People column, we have at number 10 our friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. We have at number 9 Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Louis Free, Jerry Sandusky, and Joe Paterno. Nancy Pelosi's got number 7. Hillary's got 6. Bashar al-Assad at 5. Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin are at 4. Ben Bernanke at 3. Mitt Romney at 2. Barack Obama is 1.
I maybe noted this before. People whose first names tell it all. Everyone knows when you say Hillary, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, Hillary is like Evita.
Michelle, because Michelle, you got to say Michelle Obama. But when you hear Hillary, you know it's like Lionel, although we don't even know what Lionel's last name is. But some people.
Lionel doesn't have a last
name. Lionel, the man with no last
Actually,
name.
Actually, Lionel's full name is nicer than Lionel. His name is Michael LeBron.
Yes. Yeah.
If I had a choice of being Lionel or Michael LeBron, I'd be Michael LeBron.
Lionel, by the way, very intriguing, interesting talk personality, and you can see a lot of his work at talkers.com. So that's something else for you to
check. You know what we call you around the talkers' office?
I give up.
Doug. Everybody knows
who Doug is, yes. The fact that we can communicate in lots of different ways is part of the intrigue. You know, there's a lot of publicity in the trades about the use of technology. And there are always these people examining how many people are listening online and how many people are looking at the website, how many people are actually listening on the air to the programs, yada, yada, yada.
Our industry is obsessed with technology, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, it's obsessed with trying to find out, and not really particularly well, because the measuring's not really done particularly well.
It's not accurate. It's not dependable like certain other measurements are.
Yeah, right.
Because of the mysterious aspect of talk radio, of radio listening.
Yeah.
You don't see the people in the theater. You don't see tickets sold over the box office. It's still a mysterious process, and that's becoming more confounding to agencies and industry watchers and people who make their living keeping tabs on these things as we enter the digital age when numbers are becoming increasingly exact. The radio industry remains mysterious, and that's difficult.
Yeah, it is mysterious. Mystery is good in pretty much every other way except the way you just outlined it, in terms of not wanting to be predictable. I mean, there are certain political shows that you kind of figure are predictable one way or another, and I guess maybe we ought to spend a minute talking about, from the charts this week, number 5, the Sean Hannity what's his face?
George Zimmerman.
So what does Zimmerman gain by going with Sean Hannity? And I frame this knowing that there is a bias. Sean has an admitted bias. So does that make this, does it help in terms of Zimmerman's point of view or trying to present his case?
I think that there are two courts that take place in America today. The actual judicial court, that a case is tried in, the judicial system, and then the ever-powerful and, again, mysterious because we can't really measure its power, but the powerful and influential court of public opinion. And I think that Zimmerman would appear on a Hannity show because he wants to make his case to the court of public opinion, which, of course, can be dangerous, but it can also be valuable. Hannity, he gets the benefit of a newsmaker, a superstar newsmaker, whether you like him or not. He's a big star among newsmakers
on
his program.
Yeah.
And we're talking about him. So for Hannity, it's a win.
Yeah.
For Zimmerman, it could be a win or a loss or something in between.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, when you get to those sorts of things, they also are discussed by other people. So it helps. I can't think of it hurting Sean. This is something that's good.
It only hurts Sean among people who already don't like him.
Don't like him anyway. Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about an email that was sent to us from a fellow named Carl Gunderstrup. He says, Dear Doug and Michael, will you please tell us what the unbiased objective truth is? This is your job. Why do you think so many people are having their ratings fall because they're not telling us the truth? You're giving us an opinion and a slant, a spin, an agenda. And he uses as an example some of the people on the left talking about Obama complaining he was outspent in 2008 at a fundraiser. The truth is he spent more than McCain. McCain spent $240 million and Obama spent $700 million. And why don't we get this truth? This is what the guy's trying to get at. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. How come we don't get that from you hosts for a change?
The hosts really are editorialists, and for the most part, they are. Their mission is to entertain and provoke and inform and to give their bias. Their bias can be credible or their bias can be incredible, depending upon the facts they bring to the table and the spirit that they bring to their presentation of those facts or those allegations. But, it's the editorial page. Talk show hosts are pundits for the most part, and they don't see themselves as reporters. That being said, I do agree with the letter writer, and I think that to a certain extent, I think that we should all be seekers of truth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always know the truth. There may not even be, in some cases, an empirical truth. It could be just a conflict of interests between different parties with different sets of circumstances and sensitivities.
Let me put it this way. Michael is here, and I'm here to celebrate so-called news talk radio. So he ends the letter asking who is supposed to present the facts, the newsman or the host? I think that's a pretty good question, too.
Well, the newsman should do everything possible to present the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you present yourself as a news reporter, whether it's print or verbal, the spirit of that, the spirit of journalism, is to present objective facts as best you can.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand that we live in a subjective universe. I mean, even Einstein, the theory of relativity, time travels and speed exist based on the perspective of the viewer.
Yep.
So to believe that there is some type of empirical truth to every single detail of human events is to be naive.
Yeah. Right.
However, the newsman should try to be factual. The editorialist should try to present an angle on it.
On that. All right. Michael Harrison continues in a moment with an item as we are cheerleaders for the format. We find competition to be good. Interesting competitive story up next here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Major General Frederick Blesse, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
When I went on my 86th mission, I had 3 kills and 5 sightings. And that's all we were doing. We were just going up, flying into Mid-Alley, looking for MiGs and coming back. That wasn't working out too good. And then I finally got my 4th one, about my 90th mission. And I was going to have to go home at 100, and I said, if I have to stay here for 200 missions, I'm going to stay until I get that 5th MiG or until I get shot down myself. And I got one more MiG, and I got to get it. So I went over to personnel and volunteered for 25 more missions. And my 5th one, about 104th, 105th mission, I got my 5th MiG.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Talkers.com has a story this weekend about a station in South Carolina that changed from carrying Rush Limbaugh to Mike Huckabee. I think you and I both agree that competition is really good. The more hosts we have, more people are listening, it's really good all the way around. It is kind of interesting why it is Rush Limbaugh is back to doing, you know, his same old thing. I think the comment was about Bain Capital, wasn't it? Bain is the bad guy in the new Dark Knight movie, and Limbaugh has equated that to these guys taking a shot at Bain Capital. Anyway, whatever the reason, he was taken off one station, and Huckabee was put back on, and then Limbaugh just goes across the street. So isn't this good, because then more people are listening to more stuff?
Well, I'm all for the expansion of talk stations, so right. Yeah, that's good. In terms of, you know, whether they're right or wrong, or whether Huckabee is the answer to Limbaugh, Limbaugh is going away or coming back. Limbaugh's always going away and coming back. He's always on the verge of being finished.
Right.
He's been doing it
for years. Yes, right. He's so, done for!
Yeah, he's been done for a very long time.
Yes, he has. Right. And we should have his check.
Exactly.
As being done for. Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, so, by the way, that's story is, as I said, at talkers.com, where there are lots of stories about local hosts and lots of stories about your favorite national hosts. And if you're into sports talk radio, there's more and more attention being paid to that, because sports talk radio is a big part of this news. The news on sports becomes the discussion. And sometimes, frankly, Michael and I think it's more entertaining because these guys are fun and they're not shaking a tree.
Well, so, sports is a lot of fun, and certainly we can't, you know, have it obsess us completely, or we'll all go down the drain. You know, the world doesn't run on it, but it certainly is a nice diversion. It's great business in our industry.
Sure,
we have the new Sports Heavy 100 that we published this week to unprecedented outside industry attention.
Great. All right, check out, if you're a sports talk fan, see where your favorite host comes on that list at talkers.com. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
J.J. Wiseman, who has several claims to fame, not the least of which is being here with me on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Actually, that's what's made his career. He is a lawyer, a teacher, and has some very interesting books that he's authored. One of them, The Truth About Avoiding Scams. You can find that at scamaside.com. And then there's stevelaw.net. All kinds of ways for you to get help. Don't get fooled. Check with Steve first. He's here for commentary on some of the issues that are on the charts this week, the week of July 16th to the 20th. The Hannity interview, that's pretty good. There's a Freudian slip, the Zimmer view. This guy continues to befuddle me, maybe because he's just not that bright. But aside from the legal stuff, which I want you to talk about, what this does to me, anyway, is set this up as a right versus left thing, a black versus white thing. Oh, it was already kind of black versus white. What in the name of God is the matter with this guy? I mean, he's just like he's almost suicidal. And what can be used against him as a result of the Hannity interview, Steve?
Well, it's certain they certainly can use whatever he says, and they can bring it up in trial. But the big thing is that this is a good example of the fact that trials today are fought long before the trials are ever go to court, mm-hmm. because what they're trying to do is they're trying to influence a potential jury. And they are going to a friendly forum with Sean Hannity, and they get their guy out to try and create some sympathy, maybe even to talk about things that they would not be able to do in court. And so lawyers are always now trying to influence juries before a jury has even been picked. And I was watching that and kind of smiling and chuckling as the lawyer was just sitting next to him, not doing anything, but it was so controlled and so contrived as far as what he was going to be saying.
So under the circumstances, if you're the lawyer and you're representing the family of Mr. Martin, how do you approach things? How do you take this apart?
Well, what you if
if you're the Martin family, you're looking at this as just a blatant public relations thing. And, you know, of course, they very much focused on the statement of God's will. God's will was apparently for a someone who was supposed to be unarmed in this kind of, you know, private police detail being armed and creating a dangerous situation. But, you know, maybe he knows more about God than I do. So the family is rightfully skeptical. I would very much like to hear someone actually say the truth out there. And the truth is, why are you going on there? Not to try and explain to the public. You know, years ago, we always used to tell our clients when we do criminal stuff, shut up. Don't talk to anyone.
Right.
But frankly, what happens is, and particularly in Florida, the laws in Florida are such that the prosecutors are allowed more than in any other state to release evidence before the trial to the public.
Great.
And so a good defense lawyer has got to counter that, because his jury could be terribly poisoned by the time they're even picked. So this will probably not be the last time we see George Zimmerman testifying to the public.
All right, so let's compare the law in Florida, which you just referred to the law in Pennsylvania. The Sandusky case sort of continues to be reviewed. Number 9 on the countdown this week. Trustees are resigning now. Are they liable along with the people that are on the staff, like the president and other, the athletic director? Can people who want to sue the school go after the trustees too?
You know, they very possibly could, and it's something that you and I have talked about as a theme so often. What did they know and when did they know it?
Yes.
And then you get to the issue of not only what did they know and when did they know it, but if they didn't know anything, why didn't they know anything? And sometimes you can have someone in a position. Kenneth Lay was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Ron. And his thing was, here's what I want you to do. Don't tell me anything. And that way I've got deniability. So you could find that as a possibility with the trustees, that they should have done a more inquiry on their own and that they were not doing their jobs. Pure conjecture at this point.
All right. So no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I should
well,
say
we,
no big
we don't
deal.
Know.
It is a big deal.
It could be. We need them to know a lot more. It could be a very big deal, but at this point, we just don't know the facts.
Louis Free, former FBI director, was he a lawyer?
Yes.
He is.
Yeah.
And so he uses that expertise. He must have built up a heck of a business here. He's become very visible, and he seems to have a lot of cases built around his reputation?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's one of these things where he's got a terrific reputation, and it's well deserved. He is someone that doesn't have any kind of a bend. He's going to do a good job for you. He has the prestige that he brought from the Bureau, and it was well deserved. So, you know, this report, had it come from someone else, would have been much more assailable. You know, any report is going to be assailable. But I'll be frank, when I saw that they hired Louis Free, I was saying, well, I'm going to have a lot of believability in what he says.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official legal interpretation of some of the issues of the week. Check out scamaside.com for the scam of the day. Scamaside.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Coast to coast and border to border. It's the good day. Oh, no, neither. I got the wrong. Not quite yet. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. So I do two daily programs, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show is aimed at giving you an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the things that are spurring people to feel strongly, emotionally, whatever, about issues of the day, the events of the day, and certainly the presidential race right up there has been for months at number one or number two every week, and we do our three-hour weekly weekend countdown. So let's take some calls now as we work our way back into your mind, the presidential race, who's on top, who ought to be on top, what your view is of some of the issues. Here's Don in Florida on negative advertising.
I see the ads on TV, and it's just ridiculous how they would just think that we're not intelligent enough to read the papers, to do the research on the Internet. And it's appalling that both of these candidates would do that, and they just won't tell the truth. It's a bunch of lies mixed in with truth. And it's ridiculous.
It is. You're right about that, sir. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com here on the countdown. In a recent speech, the president referred to the middle class 14 times, defining you, if you're in the middle class, as a family that makes up to $250,000 a year. Is that accurate? Do you hold with that? Elizabeth in Oregon, listening to KUGN.
I've been observing the political scene now since the 2008 election, and I came very, very close to voting for Obama, but kind of decided I didn't really like McCain, but I began to really suspect that Obama wasn't everything he said he was, and, you know, so I didn't vote for him, but when he was elected, I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. Sit back and watch. They're talking about, you know, creating jobs with infrastructure projects and stuff. And I just sat back and waited and frankly hoped that my misgivings were wrong. But no, you've got all these unelected czars, you've got this amazing spending going on, the craziness that went on the first 2 years of Congress with the Democrats dominating everything. They didn't say, they never mentioned jobs once until they got their heads handed to them in the midterm elections. And the whole thing with GM, where the stockholders were screwed over in favor of the unions, the attacks on Arizona, who are just trying to protect their borders. You know, it's not only did I vote the right way in not voting for Obama, but it was way worse than I suspected. And I think, you know, that what the Republicans ought to be doing is just reminding everybody all the stuff that happened in those first 2 years.
That is a very good, concise, and a pretty accurate overview of what Republicans, if they really want to win, ought to be focusing in on. Thank you for that call. 800-510-8255. Let's see, here's an email from a named Gene. I voted in every presidential election since I was eligible, and I don't remember ever seeing any candidates' tax returns. I've heard a lot of talk about these tax returns. I've never seen one, let alone scrutinized one. Therefore, I conclude that this talk about Romney's taxes is about the media getting a hold of them. I don't give a hoot if the media ever sees them. I say to Romney, hold your ground. 2 years is enough. Don't feed the media with any more. The people are satisfied, except for those who are Democrats. Your opinions at 800-510-8255. I will follow the things that you have on your mind if you care to post them at Twitter or on our Facebook page. Helen in Maine doesn't like all these negative ads.
I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. On one hand, I really don't like to listen to the back and forth, but I think in many ways it is very thought-provoking. For example, the Mitt Romney tax issue. Just thinking about the Bloomberg News report about a week ago about the wealth of the Mormon Church, you know, just like the Catholic Church and the holdings they have all over the world. And it made me think about the Mormon faith and about the Romney's devotion to their faith, which is a wonderful thing, and their tax-free contributions of millions of dollars every year to their church, which is, of course, perfectly legal and a wonderful thing. But then if you read a little bit further and do a little bit more research, you come to understand that a lot of the Mormon Church investments are in Bain Capital derivatives and holdings. And to me, that raises the whole issue of the relationship between one's faith and how objective one could be as President of the United States.
All right. Who finds that interesting, compelling, important, and discussable? 800-510-8255. You may remember that Mr. Obama surprised many of you, the first presidential hopeful to raise more than $100 million in a month, and then broke with tradition to bypass public money. Does that affect this money thing, the raising of almost $1 billion by each candidate to win an office that pays $400,000 a year? But think of the influence. Think of what happened. Look at Bill Clinton and how he has, since being president, emerged as a very wealthy fellow, making tens of millions of dollars every year. He and his wife now worth a couple of $100 million. Would that have happened had he not have been president and knew how to sell himself after the fact? No. 800-510-8255. Let's go to Louisiana, where Sam is listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I don't think it's fair. Everybody's hollering for Romney to give more records. How about Obama? Let's have some records from him. Nobody ever says anything like that. We want to see his college records, his medical records, and all of his records. But nobody, not anybody, never says anything like that. I'd like to see where he, you know, who he is. half the country don't know, have any idea who he is and what his background is, where he, who his friends were when he was going to college, and his mentor over in Hawaii. Nothing. We never hear a peep from the media about his background. And here every day we see about, well, Romney needs to bring more records. Well, let's see some of Obama's records.
800-510-8255 is a new super PAC. Includes retired special operations personnel and other veterans who have announced plans to raise money to run advertising in swing states against President Obama. The group is called Special Operations for America. File their paperwork, headed by a retired Navy SEAL named Commander Ryan Zinke. During his 23-year career, he spent time in the Navy SEAL team, SEAL Team 6, as a matter of fact. That's the team that got Osama bin Laden in the commando raid last year. He said that he and other members of Special Operations are outraged that SEAL Team 6 was identified as the commando unit that carried out the raid, saying it put its members and their families at risk. He said he believes the president has politicized his role as commander-in-chief to win re-election. You agree with that? 800-510-8255. Zinke is now a Republican state senator from Montana. Said the group objects to deep military cuts and increases in health care costs to veterans. So, you share any of those thoughts? 800-510-8255. Gwen is in New York with thoughts about the Democrats.
Me as an independent, I'm looking at all of this rhetoric back and forth, okay? But it's kind of... it's kind of exciting seeing the Democrats fight back, actually, because so long they've been taking it, and I feel like right now they're fighting back and they're showing Mitt Romney's hand, in which I'm fine in favor of Barack Obama.
800-510-8255. Those of you who may have heard Rush Limbaugh and his analysis of the bad guy in The Dark Knight Rises, referring to the bad guy, I guess his name is Bane, thinks there's a political, a liberal agenda in Hollywood, etc. So what do you think of that statement as part of this discussion? Politics and the presidential race, front and center here on the countdown at 800-510-8255.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that a refreshing swim can help lower both blood pressure and cholesterol? These vascular health bonuses are great news for people who are at risk for stroke, the leading cause of disability and the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, swimming is a vascular health bonanza. Low-impact swimming provides a total cardiovascular workout. Regular exercise strengthens the heart muscle, resulting in less effort and a decrease in blood pressure. One in every three Americans over 20 years old, nearly 74 million Americans, has high blood pressure, according to 2010 statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As long as the exercise regimen continues, the health benefits remain. Don't forget, there are non-invasive screening tests that can detect vascular disease, and medication can treat vascular disease. For free print and electronic vascular health information, visit vascularweb.org.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat
could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you think is a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
800-510-8255. We're discussing politics. Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama for the most part. What about members of Congress in your area? You can speak about them. You want to elect more Republicans, more Democrats? Maybe we have some third-party candidates. What about the condition of the parties themselves, the mechanisms, the super PACs? So much to talk about. The ladies on The View yesterday talked about John McCain. McCain recently discussed his choosing of Sarah Palin over Mitt Romney when he ran 4 years ago.
John McCain is taking heat for commenting that the reason he chose Sarah Palin as his vice president over Mitt Romney was because, quote, she was the better candidate for him. See, he has since clarified that he meant she was a better fit for his campaign, given the fact that people were hitting him with, you know, how much money do you have? How many houses do you have? He didn't want another wealthy guy to have to answer all this question.
There's nothing wrong with it except
if you make your money from outsourcing, it's not good.
Joy, you know, first of all, when those results, when all the tax reports, and I do think they wouldn't hurt, and I do think it's there's some liberal agenda and try to use this against him. I think right now, though, we have a president that wants to make people feel guilty for living the American dream and getting successful.
That's ridiculous.
He said it himself the other day. He said, if you had a business, you didn't build that.
He didn't.
Somebody
he outsourced
you there.
Everything.
No, to everybody, to the American people.
All right, a pretty good argument there between Joy, who's decidedly left of center, and Elizabeth, who's right of center. What do you think about what they were talking about? 800-510-8255. And what do you think about what appears to be a blatantly political move with your tax dollars? The administration yesterday announcing plans to spend $1 billion to create an elite corps of master teachers. The goal, they say, is to boost U.S. student achievement in science and technology and engineering and math, all areas that could use some these areas are going to have future economic growth, it would seem, in our economy. High-performing teachers selected for the Corps will be paid an additional $20,000 a year and must commit to participate multiple years. So is that as blatantly political to you, seem that way, as it seems to me? 800-510-8255. Here's James in Arkansas on Mitt Romney.
This is the reason why he would not show these tax returns. Governor Romney is using his religion as a Mormon. He is a head, one of the head persons of the Mormon religion. He's using the religion of a tax shelter to take Bain's money and invest in his money. He's not paying taxes on it. He paid 16% of his income in charity, but he gave the charity to himself because he's a Mormon, and the Mormon did not have a structure, so he's using this money to invest. Also, what Romney is doing, there is no way that he would show these tax returns, because for the simple fact, it would show how he's using his religion to skirt and use it as a tax shelter.
All right. Mitt Romney using the religion as a tax show. There's a new one. Talking points. Who's come up with that? Is that an MSNBC talking point? 800-510-8255 as we continue to talk about the presidential race for the most part with your calls here on the Countdown.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine, America's most prominent media expert. He's represented hundreds of major celebrities around the country and around the world. I'm happy to introduce him every week to you here on the Countdown. To overview what you may not be thinking about an issue or two or a person that's on the list, one of the things that has caught people's imagination, if that's what it is, your attention certainly has been directed to the shooting in Colorado and how that relates to this movie. The movie The Dark Knight is out, pretty good reviews, lots of money in this. The expectation is it will do $200 million this weekend, Michael. So do you think this shoot-up, I think your latest count is 14 people have died as a result of this guy going into the theater on the premiere night and just shooting randomly. Does this kill enthusiasm for the movie?
Well, it's really, boy, what a horrific incident.
Reality, yeah.
But on the promotional side for the film, you have an absolute tie. On one hand, it will be in every news story, in every newspaper for the next 2 weeks, in every area of the world. So that is unpurchasable. I mean, it will be in every news story for the next 2 weeks. So that is something you simply couldn't purchase with 100 movie openings. On the other hand, there will be a fear factor. There'll be a copycat concern.
Yep.
You know, there's already copycat concerns in New York City, and those are real, and they plan for these. So you have one of these incidents, one of these rare incidents in which you get this tremendous boost and this horrible, horrific fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
And how it will cut is hard to know. It will probably take away as much as it will bring in. And you can hear in my voice the utter shock and confusion, and it's all real.
So what would you do? Michael Levine goes to the movies. Does he go see this movie to find out? I mean, is there a connection, people are asking, between the movie itself and this random act of violence? This is supposedly, according to a couple of reviewers, including one that I have on my own radio program, a very violent, dark movie. It is. It ought to be rated R. If it isn't, I don't know whether it is or it isn't. But from what I hear about it, it is very violent. We continue to titillate audiences, Michael, with these very violent movies. So what would you expect to be? We're not all rational. And so people see all this violence between the movies, video games, all that stuff, and this may be a reaction to it.
Well, you know, I don't know that. I haven't seen the film. I also, you know, I don't blame filmmakers for making product. I don't blame filmmakers for making product that, frankly, Americans want to see. All Americans have to do to stop violent films is stop going to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty simple. By the way, I heard reports that in the midnight movie theater, there were children, babies there.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of parents
brings a baby
would take an infant to a midnight movie?
Somebody who ought not to have a child. That's
I mean, it's very, very bizarre.
Yep.
But I don't think thus far there's any correlation between the movie and the incident, and I guess that will be analyzed for many weeks, months, and even years to come.
Yeah. Well, it does. It's a worthwhile question to ask, though, certainly, as to whether or not the PR that comes out of this is going to affect. We'll see Monday. I think that's the prediction. As I said, a couple hundred million dollars worth of business over the weekend. Will that happen or not? And
if
it doesn't,
be a lot of nervous moviegoers this weekend.
Right, exactly. All right, let's just spend a minute on Nancy Pelosi. She's a punching bag, easy. I guess maybe in terms of media, how does one become a punching bag?
No politician gets credibility with me unless they're willing to criticize themselves or their own political party.
There you go.
And never once, ever heard Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid criticize themselves or their own political party.
Yeah.
Every ill in the world, everything from secondhand smoke to global warming to poverty in America is because of Bush and Cheney and Republicans, and it's never, ever, ever, ever their fault, the Democratic fault. And I just don't take people seriously who don't criticize themselves or their political party.
The author of 19 books, including Guerrilla PR, considered the most widely used intro to public relations, as a matter of fact, that book, Guerrilla PR. Michael Levine, industry expert here, talking about PR influences on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.